This is Skywatch with John Bell, Planetarium Director at Indian River State College.
The moon is full this weekend. To colonial Americans, March's full moon was called the sap moon, a time when the sap of the maple tree was tapped and sugared down for its syrup. They also called it the crow moon, the chaste moon, or the Lenten moon, named for the Christian season of Lent. The Celts call this the big winds moon, same as the Choctaw Indians. To the Algonquin Indians, it is either the catching fish moon or the crust moon, because frequent thawing and refreezing of snow on the ground formed an icy crust. It's called the worm moon by the Panamint Indians of California, in honor of the inchworm who, according to legend, used the light of the full moon to climb to the mountain top and rescue the sons of Chief, father of two boys born in one day. To the San Juan peoples, it is the lizard moon. To the Omaha, it's the little frog moon. But the Sioux and the Arapaho call this the moon when the buffalo cows drop their calves.
This has been Skywatch with John Bell.